This podcast is brought to you by Akwazi Mining, bringing relevant mining engineering and strategic consultancy services to a dynamic industry. Friday, October 2, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Loni Prinsler. Making headlines today, the UK Takeover Panel has announced that Diversified Mine and Xstrata will have until 5 p.m. on October 20 to announce a firm intention to make an offer for Anglo American or to walk away. In June, Xstrata proposed a merger of equals with fellow diversified giant Anglo American. This proposal has been repeatedly rejected by Anglo's board. If Xstrata announces that it doesn't intend to make an offer for Anglo American, it will be restricted from making any offers to Anglo for 6 months. On Friday, Anglo American again rejected the proposed merger, saying that nothing had changed since June when it stated that the strategic case for the merger was unattractive for Anglo American shareholders. JSE-listed Goldfield CEO Nick Holland says that production and cash costs for the first quarter of 2010 will be broadly in line with its forecast of about 906,000 ounces. Production from the South African region dropped slightly to 527,000 ounces compared with 529,000 ounces achieved in the last quarter of 2009. At the company's two biggest mines, Driefontein and Kloof, safety-related stoppages in the fourth quarter impacted on production in the first quarter of 2010. Also making headlines, Russian uranium miner ARMZ eyes Australian project development with Cameco. BHP Billiton says it wants Chile's government to mediate the Spence mine strike. Raymore Resources will decide on the future of its new South African smelter next week. And Solidarity seeks to block DRD gold job cuts. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.